time, but since it's only 3:50 in the afternoon, I think we're going to continue to roll. Okay, so we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings, and we're glad the four of you are here with us today to participate in your planning and zoning process. I can assure you that if any of you wish to speak on a given application at a particular time, we'll be happy to have you do it, subject to the rules of the commission. And speaking of the rules of the commission, I would refer you to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who will share a few well-chosen words with you on how we conduct our meetings and how we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr.
There may be a quiz since we're talking about
There's more commissioners than there is people here this evening. thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on today's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All proceedings are being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at Sussex County. DE.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against people or persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County in its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meetings to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the direction of the chairman. If you do have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. People who wish to speak in support of the application will go first, followed by any opponents. For those of you here who wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We do ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there's more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to an application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated, and understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicants, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. At the conclusion of the hearing today, the commission may take action on each application or defer a decision until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversations or communications about the application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.